Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast. The Mark Cox Show.
I want to compliment you showing how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This, let's get it on, is The Mark Cox Show.
I believe all people are great people. I believe everyone is great. But I love our country, and I'm representing our country. And people can't go around speaking about our country and saying garbage. This is the greatest country in the world.
Well, the lines are drawn. There's the president firing back on squad. I said it again.
This weekend.
Do we have to start the week with squad?
Squad.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome back.
Their term, not mine. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
I'm telling you what, man.
Besides the monsoon that we drove
Sue
in this
Thomas
morning.
Sue Thomas is going to have a fun morning. Hopefully she brought a couple of Advil with her, and it's going to be it, Sue.
Holy cow.
Highway 40's shut down at Hampton, right?
I have to dig in, Denise. I took 55. And we were all doing the hydroplaning.
Yeah.
And I know 44 was shut down out at Union this morning, so I got to dig in here.
Well, I'm guessing
I believe
that 141
and 64
is closed.
Yeah,
I bet 141 and 44, all of them. It was a mess. And Sue Thomas, I just have to tell you.
Oh, no, you were listening on Friday. Oh, no. Okay. Sorry, what were you going to say, Mark?
But I need more information.
I feel like the person that just discovered something that everybody else already knew about. And I wonder why the hell I didn't. Nobody's ever told me about this before.
She's talking about Waze, ladies.
I downloaded
the app and used it on my way to Ohio this weekend and back. And it's like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's great.
I've been using the Maps program on my iPhone for years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it just sucks compared to this Waze thing.
It's true.
Is it that much different?
No, it really is.
Okay.
It's amazing because they're apparently a bunch of people who are just like committed Wazers who report everything. I'm driving out there and it goes animal in road ahead. And I'm animal. Why the hell was there an animal in the road? And it was a report of like there was a dead deer. I drive by. There's a deer laying there.
It was
on the side, but somebody had gone to the trouble to put that in there. So
that's amazing.
Police reported ahead. Cool. Like it shows you on the map. 2 miles ahead, there was reportedly a police officer there.
So no tickets this weekend. Huh?
Right, thank you.
Nice.
Beautiful. It was a beautiful thing.
Well, see, that's why. So if the more people that join and join our little team, the more they report, the more info I have.
That's awesome.
And I can see. So if Denise is a Wazer out there and she reports something, I can say, 97.1, Wazer Denise told me about this.
But
accident where? It's great.
Here's what they need to add, I discovered this morning.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's really easy. You hit a little button to report something, and it gives you an option of things you can report, like police or broken down car, whatever. Mm-hmm. There needs to be one that says high water.
Oh.
There's
flooding?
Not.
There's not.
There's
like
not.
A flooding?
There's one for weather, but there's not one specifically. And you don't want to be taking your phone out and typing in high water while you're driving down the road. So they need an app for that button needs
that's
to be
a good
on
idea.
There.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
there's
that's
no way to report it.
You could just put hazard and you're right. You'd have to type in high water to
what
be specific and nobody has time for that.
So nobody
But
got
wait,
time
what
for
else
that.
Happened on Friday?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was referring to the Glover show and was going to reference something. But he didn't.
But, interesting. No, I was out of town. I did not hear that.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what they said this time.
Nothing harmful, all goofy.
Okay, good.
Yes. And you're right, Denise. Westbound 40 is closed before Hampton.
Okay.
Ah, boy. What? All right, Sue.
That'll
we'll let
be a
you.
Disaster this
we'll
morning.
Let you get to work on that. Thank you. Appreciate
okay.
that. Yeah. Good. You got to get that. You got to try this Waze thing, though. Honestly, it really is pretty cool. It is.
Did you have it talk to you in a different voice? That's what I first enjoyed about Waze. I had it. I was with my cousin, my kids, and you know, a couple of other kids, and they were like, "Oh, you've got to try Waze because it'll talk to us in a boy band voice." So as it's doing the directions, it's like turn left and like doing
oh,
like
stop
it's
sing, it.
Yeah, it was
really?
Singing at you in a different. Yes.
No, I didn't even know that.
You can have it talk to you in like different accents or different languages or boy bands or it was hilarious.
What Sue's got her hand raised in there? Hang on.
The best. Waze guest voice ever was Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC. They would have him say stuff like, make a left if you dare.
Oh, it was so awesome.
But it was only for a while. I don't think they have it anymore.
I love that. That's funny.
That is good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, strap in because the weather is going to be interesting for the morning commute. There's standing water everywhere. They've had flash flood alerts all night. I drove in a complete maelstrom. I mean, seriously, it was a gully washer this morning and hydroplaned a couple of times coming under underpasses, places you wouldn't expect mm-hmm. it. So Susan there checking on the latest for you. We'll get to all of that coming up here. Hans von Spakovsky at about 6:10. Rodney Boyd. We're going to have Michael Law in here about 7:37 because Bob Mueller is coming to Capitol Hill on Wednesday. And we'll, of course, cover it, mm-hmm. carry it live here on FM News Talk 97.1 once that gets underway. Probably after this show ends on Wednesday is probably when that'll get started. And I got Jesse Jane Duff at around 8:10. So a full morning. We'll get to all of it right after this.
Trump here. If I haven't insulted you yet, stick around, you hockey puck.
Can I just point something out in connection to the constant state of offense that people are in this country these days, particularly the left. That sound drop that I used, I had somebody who does voiceovers voice that for me in early 2016. Donald Trump was still running for president. He hadn't even won the primary yet when I had these things done, right? Because the nature of his rough and tumble politics were that he's going to confront and push you on subjects and bait you into conflict with him, which he eventually wins. He won it in the primary. He won it in the general election. At every turn, that's who Donald Trump has been from the beginning. And yet, everybody continues to be in a constant state of surprise about it. I don't understand that. And here we go again. You know, last week, of course, the president gets into it with these the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. That continues. It dominates all the talk shows over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Chris Wallace, who you know I had on the show Thursday, and he and I disagreed. We were at odds over this. He you know the. Chris wanted to have it both ways. He wanted to claim that he didn't call the president a racist, but he thinks that his comments were racist. Well, if you're not a racist, can you make racist comments? Why would you make a racist comment if you're not a racist? You can't have it both ways. They weren't racist. It wasn't about race. It was about taking on people you perceive to be your opponents and defeating them on the field of political battle. That I believe that. I believe that's why Trump did what he did. The interesting thing about it is that the left in this country gets to pick and choose their weapon. Like, you know, who were you talking with the other day that brought up Aaron Burr and the fact that, it wasn't a Jim Talent that The rules that are in place in the House of Representatives were put in place by Thomas Jefferson to maintain decorum at a time when a personal insult could result in you being challenged to a duel. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much more reserved Maxine Waters might be on the floor of the house, if she knew that her offense to someone might result in her being called out into a field to have a duel. And you know, the person who gets challenged to the duel gets to pick the weapon that will be used. In today's politics, the race weapon can only be played by one party, and that's the Democratic Party. And once they throw it out there, you have no weapon with which to defend yourself. So it's a very one-sided duel. You can't prove a negative. You can't. Once somebody accuses you of that, it generally ends the discussion. And the left is going to ride this horse along with the four horsewomen of the apocalypse all the way through 2020. There's no doubt about that. It just goes one direction. And, you know, I was pretty disgusted by it this weekend. In the meantime, there's a case going on down in Florida, or down in Georgia, I'm sorry, where a black state lawmaker who's apparently, according to they make the point here instead of me, very, very pregnant, was in line at a grocery store and claims that a guy yelled at her and told her to go back where she came from. Which is interesting because he confronted her on television. And she then changed her story. She changed her story from what she originally said. I thought that was a pretty fascinating approach. Here was her original Facebook comment where she cried and claimed this happened.
He said, "You lazy son of a bitch. You need to go back where you came from."
That's what she said on Facebook, and it went viral, and she was emotional, and she did all this stuff, and all the TV stations ran out to interview her, and they're looking for this awful racist man who said these awful racist things and told this woman that she needed to go back where she came from. Well, then we found out a couple of interesting things. She showed up at the same grocery store to make her claims, and the guy who allegedly said these things to her was there to explain his side of things. Guess what? All of the press reports described him as a white man. He's Cuban. He's a Democrat. And he hates Donald Trump, which puts all of these Democrats who want to solely own the race card in a bit of a quandary. Mm-hmm. Listen to part of this story here, and we'll get to some phone calls on this when we come back. Listen.
I called you a lazy b.
Okay,
that's the worst thing I said.
That's all you said to me?
Yes.
Okay, because that makes you look better because everybody's after you now. So that makes you look better to say that.
Thomas is pregnant. She's due in less than 3 weeks. Her 9-year-old daughter was with her in the store.
Of course you would deny those things, of course. But again, you know, the people in the store, you know, we have witnesses. They're willing to be a witness in court. I feel like that was incited by hate.
This woman, Ms. Thomas, is playing the victim for political purposes because she's a state legislator. I am a Democrat, number one.
I asked Representative Thomas if Sparks used the exact wording, "go back to where you came from."
I don't want to say he said go back to your country or go back to where he came from, but he was making those types of references is what I remember.
So he didn't say.
Sparks went on to tell us that he is Cuban, that he does not support President Trump, and that he is not racist.
So they got a little quandary down there in Georgia where the race card got thrown out against one of their own who happened to be Cuban.
So I took my mother to see Deep Throat.
No, I did not. I did go see my mom this weekend. We had a good time, though.
That was nice.
She made me some biscuits and gravy. Got to bring what was left over back. She made them yesterday morning again. I got to bring back what was left over.
Oh, nice.
What a good
so
mama.
I'm assuming that my 21-year-old doesn't wake up and find them before I get home. I'll get to eat those again
when you
today.
Get home.
I know.
You'll probably
I know
be
it's
home
gonna...
before he wakes up. Should be good.
That's the catch true. There. If he woke up, he'd eat them. But...
Yeah. They should still be intact when I get home. Let me get to the phones here. Mickey, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. God gave us another day, and thank God for our president, our country, our military, police, everybody.
Well put.
And you are right on what you're saying. All they do is use the race card as a diversion. That I've told people myself when they didn't like their job, I said, why don't you just leave? I said, quit complaining all day long. I said, if you don't like what you're doing, and that's all President Trump did, was tell them if they don't like this country, they don't like the people, they don't like what we're doing, please go home. And he might have been home door their house.
Yeah. Well, I, that's the same argument I tried to make to Chris Wallace last week, and it's the same argument that Stephen Miller tried to make to Chris Wallace this weekend, and Wallace wasn't having any of it. But
well, he's so off base. He's so liberal, and he tries not to show it, but he's definitely a liberal, and he has no idea of what people are really thinking.
Yeah, I'm frustrated by the whole thing. It's a quandary though, because we've let it devolve to the point where that allegation ends the discussion, and these four women who are part of the squad are playing that to their full advantage right now.
Oh yeah, but the thing of it is the reason President Trump is so successful is he fights back. For years, conservatives never fought back. They shut their mouth. People would say, you're just mean and hateful. And I said, no, what you said was mean and hateful. I said, don't listen to what you say.
Well, listen, Mickey, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. God bless you and have a great day. God bless this country, our president, our military, and police.
Well said. All right, Mickey, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you heard Chris this weekend. He had, of course, Stephen Miller on there, who I agree with about 99% of the time. He's right on the border. He's an excellent debater. But Chris was like a bulldog. He wouldn't let go. He kept pushing him on why do you believe that what the president said was not racist? Go to cut 10, please.
And some are good people when he called for a total and complete shutdown of the Muslim ban, something I know you were very involved in. That's not protecting the American people. That is playing the race card.
I couldn't disagree more. I mean, let's take, for example, the issue of the recent indictment we saw of 22 MS-13 gang members in California.
We're not talking about hardened criminals.
Well, but
all right, let's talk about the Obama and the birther. You don't think that questioning whether or not the president of the United States, the first black president, is an American, you don't think that there's a race quality to that?
What Stephen Miller started to say was there that they raised questions about John McCain, too, when he ran. This is an age-old political challenge if somebody was born outside of the borders of the United States. John McCain was born on a military base somewhere. People can claim all they want about the birther, and that was an example of Donald Trump being a racist. He just didn't like Barack Obama because he was a black man. And you know what? You know what I say to that?
Chicken crap.
It had nothing to do with that. Joe Arpaios came in to speak for the Republican Lincoln Day dinner, and I saw him also at an Eagle event, Phil Schlafly Eagle event as well. Joe Arpaios still doesn't back away from his claim about the birther situation, and he sent his investigators to Hawaii to look at the birth certificate. He continues to this day, I'm sure you could ask him, to have some doubts about the content of that document. Regardless, disagreeing over that document had nothing to do with Barack Obama's race, except for the allegation that he was born in Kenya and not Hawaii. Wallace went back to that. He tried to beat it like a dead horse. He was so aggressive in it that even after Stephen Miller was done, he started trying to hammer Lisa Booth, who was in as part of his discussion group. So he carried it on with Lisa Booth immediately following. Cut 11, please.
The point is, Chris, is that that's the environment that we operate in, where you've seen for a long time the left weaponize these words of racism or sexism against their political opponents. We also saw that with Mitt Romney.
You're not answering my question, which is, was it wrong for the president to say, send them back to the country they go? Why don't you go back to the country from which you came? Was that wrong?
But I'm a political analyst, Chris. That's not my job to say it was wrong or not. Ask his.
So you don't have a view?
Ask his White House and his campaign.
So the line here, the way I see it, is, and this is the difficulty we find ourselves in as people who support the policies of this president, but not every single thing that comes out of his mouth, right? In the Vietnam War, which many people, maybe in the sound of my voice this morning, are too young to completely remember all of the strife in this country during the Vietnam War, and I was very young then, but I've studied it. There were a lot of times people. There was a saying back then was, "If you don't love it, leave it." And it wasn't about your race or your ethnicity. It was about your love of this country and wanting this country to continue about the things that make it great. Are there times when that phrase has been used to suggest people should go back to the country they came from because of racial reasons? I'm sure there are. Mm-hmm. We heard Chris Arp say it the other day, that some people said that to him when he first moved to Hazelwood years ago. Or Florissant, I don't remember which one it was. I think he said Hazelwood. Has it been used with racial overtones? Absolutely. But not always. The people that said that during the Vietnam era, they didn't mean it that way. It wasn't about that. But the left has latched onto this, and they're not going to let it go. Now, here's what disappointed me this weekend about listening to the way Chris Wallace handled this. Just like he was with me on the air Thursday, he was very aggressive on his anti-Trump diatribe. He was aggressive with Stephen Miller. He was aggressive with Lisa Booth. Then his next guest was this Congressman Jerry Nadler, who's absolutely one of the... I could reach through the screen and just jack-slap him. Sometimes, because Chris Wallace didn't challenge him at all on his claims that the president was guilty of collusion and guilty of obstruction of justice. Despite zero evidence, he didn't challenge him at all. Let's play that, please.
You've read the 448-page report. Do you believe the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, the marker for impeachment by the House?
I think there is very substantial, the report presents very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and we have to present, let Mueller present those facts to the American people, and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable, and no president can be above the law.
This guy. And Chris let him get away with saying that and moved on to the next question. Here's the truth on the matter. The American people are done with this. The report is filed, three different investigations, 500 interviews, 2,500 subpoenas. The American people are done. Do you not think if Nancy Pelosi, if Jerry Nadler, if Adam Schiff had the slightest bit of evidence that they could take into an impeachment hearings of high crimes and misdemeanors, they wouldn't have done it? And yet this lowlife gets to go on the air and make slanderous allegations like that when there's zero proof. We need Bob Mueller to get on the stand to convince the American people. American people can't read? What's wrong with you, Nadler? And I really wish Chris Wallace would have pushed him on that, but he wasn't nearly as interested in those claims as he was the Stephen Miller interview trying to claim the president's a racist. Very frustrating watching that this weekend on Fox and Friends. Let me get you a quick break. Steve, David, hold the line. I'll get to your phone calls. 314-241-9797.
But he is essentially unindicted co-conspirator. He's been identified as individual one, as the person who directed Michael Cohen to commit this fraudulent campaign scheme. And I assume that all this means in terms of the Southern District of New York is that the case will be reopened when he leaves office, providing the statute of limitations has not run, and the Justice Department will have to weigh whether to indict the former president. From my point of view, if the evidence supports that, he should be indicted.
Adam Schiff, I don't know how he gets away with some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. I'll be real honest about that. But that's his take that... You know, I mean, he gets away with saying this stuff. These people are desperate to get Donald Trump out of office. Do you not think if they had evidence to go ahead with the impeachment that they wouldn't have done it? Of course they would have. This is just silliness. Let me get to the phones here. Steve, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Off
good morning.
To a good start as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, one thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been kind of covered up in the fog of all this coverage, but I seem to remember when this tweet first came out that President Trump, yes, did say, why don't they go back where they came from? Then he said, fix the problems there, and then I believe he ended up saying, come back and show us how to do it. And that part about coming back is completely left off any and all coverage, and including Fox, and I think underemphasized also on 97.1 that was in there. He also invited them back. Is that not correct? That was in the text?
It was in the text, and you know, to his point, I don't think it was widely interpreted like it was by the Democrats to mean all four of them should go back to whatever country their ancestors originally came from. I think that portion of it was targeted at Ilhan Omar, quite frankly, because of the mess that Somalia is in.
Part.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Absolutely. Go fix your problems first and show us how to do it.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to do that. No, I appreciate the call. That is overlooked far too often. David, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I complimented the gentleman that replaced you the other day about how he defended and took care of Chris Wallace. And the thing with it is, Chris Wallace, all he is a heterosexual Shepard Smith, because he spews the same stuff that Shepard Smith does. And it's a shame because that's not how this country is done. And by the way, on the racist issue, I've always said, you know, when people call me a racist, I said, well, you know what, it takes one to know one. You know, and that's how it works. And you've got to hit back with anybody that comes up with this these silly things. You know, I've always, you know, the deal ever since Trump got in, I call it the stepson or stepkid syndrome, because, you know, they went this whole place has went willy-nilly till President Trump come in to try to straighten things out. And he's just like a stepdad coming in to try to straighten out the household. And that's a difficult thing to do when you're butting heads all the time.
Yeah, well, I can see that point. I appreciate that. You know, I've always defended Wallace because I think of the three or four people who anchor Sunday morning shows, he's the only one who's most often going to try to hit it down the middle. I'm not sure he accomplished that. I know he didn't accomplish that this past Sunday, no doubt.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.